Elaim Mishlish Beisoy, a third of all your property. If you own $1,000, so if you go to buy an Esrig, you have to spend $300 and $33 you have to spend. You have to spend one third of all your property for the mitzvah. But the Morel Miyat is so, he misramele plus the mitzvahs. If the guy has to buy an Esrig, he has to buy tzitzis, and he has to buy tefillin, is Laisa Lakula Beisoy, gives away all $1,000. He has to spend $300 on the tefillin, $300 on the mezuzah, $300 on the Esrig. So be broke. That's not a straw to say that you, every mitzvah you do, you have to spend one third of your property. Elo Amr Abzer says it means to say is the Hidda mitzvah. Achlish means the question, you can buy two Esrogim. One costs $20 and one is more expensive because it's a Hidda. Even though you could be out to the mitzvah with the normal one, the $20 one, there's an Indian to buy one the Hidda, buy a Hidda mitzvah. How much are you supposed to spend more for the regular one to buy a Hidda one third more? So if the regular Esrog costs $20, you're supposed to spend, let's say the regular Esrog costs $30, you're supposed to spend another $10 buy a $40 Esrog now to buy a Hidda one. You're supposed to spend one third more in order to be Mekayim in the Hidda mitzvah. Now, boy Ravashi asked the question, Shlish Milagav or Shlish Milabar Teikul? Does it mean a third before you start off? It means a third of 30 means $10? What else does it mean to say, if I can't, that's less than $10. After you add this on, a third of that. It's like, then it'll be 40, a third of 40 will be. That's less Teikul. Do we count a third before you take from the Keren? Or a third means afterwards? So that's a Teikul. Exactly how much you have to spend for Hidur Mitzvah. The Narovin, Eretz Yisrael, Amr, the Sarovin, Mishmed, Rav Zanim, Rav Zera. Ad Shlish Mishalai. That you have to spend one third from your own money. So Rashi says, Ad Shlish Mishalai means, Dahainu, Oysa Shlish, Shayasib Hidur. That's what we say for Hidur Mitzvah, to buy a nice Esrig. You should spend one third more. Mitzvah Mishalaihu. That means that's really your own money you're spending. And therefore, Shayna Nifraloi, Pachai, you won't get paid back during your lifetime. I mean, like we say, Hayom La Saisim La Yom Mitzvah Scharim. Today you do mitzvahs, and tomorrow, Nailam Maboy, you get your Schar. But Mikan Vielach, if you go and spend more money for the Hidur, more than a third, you buy a $100 Esrig, you should know Mishalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. The extra money, again like this, a normal Esrig, let's say a $30. So a Hidur should say you should spend $40. So now the first $40 you spend, that's going to be from your own pocket. It's not going to lose $10 in this world. So I should get Schar, Nailam Maboy. But if you go now and buy a $100 Esrig, these next $60 you're spending, you're not going to lose out that money. That's money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, and I'll give it back to you. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi says, Mikan v'yelach, ma sheyaseh b'yidah yaseh rashlish, yifu l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chayiv. If you spend more money than a third right now for your Hidda mitzvah, that's not lost money. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a paycheck right away. You'll get the money back with your life. So according to Rashi's chart, there's no limit. Tesla's different. Tesla learns Moshe Kosh Baruch Hu. I come to say, "Well, the Mizrach has no more." Actually, the same thing. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, this tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpocha, the Zecher Nishmas the Father, Rabbi Victor, then Rabbi Chaim Avraham Olav Shalom, Limur the Stei Shabbi Yischusin and Ilui for the Neshama. Now we're holding Daf Tesam Abayz by the Mishnah. Kol Shechavti Bishmirosoi. May any time I have a chiv, I'm responsible to watch this object. Hechsharti is Niska. It's considered like I caused the damage to happen, therefore I'm chayiv. Rashi explains, Kolema means to say, in Hezek, if this does damage, Hechsharti Vizimati Yosoi, I caused it. Hezek, Shlei Shemati Yof, because I didn't watch it well. That's the first pshat. Kach Mitzosi. Vishnach Win, another pshat Rashi says, what does it mean to say? That all I lahakshu, it's upon me to fix it up. Well, the sakin is niskoi, and to repair the damage that I did. Kloimar ani chayav l'shalom, means I have to pay for it. That's the lashon of the Mishnah.
To pay for it. Now, what's going to be hechsharti b'miksas niskoi? Let's say I'm only the cause of half of the hezik. I didn't cause the whole hezik, I only caused half of it. So the locher is chayiv v'tashlum and niskoi. You have to pay for the whole damage. Kehech shekol niskoi, as if you caused the whole damage. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what we're talking about over here. Like here Rashi says for sure, here achshati means that you prepared, you caused it. So if you caused a little bit of the nezik, for this yechayiv for the whole thing. We'll see in the Gemara what the case is. We'll see in the Gemara. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, nechosim shein behem mila. If you damage property that does not have mila, which means does not belong to Hegdish, because something that belongs to Hegdish
The pasuk says shori yehu, and we darshin v'loy shor shel hegdish. Therefore, if you do damage to a property that's belonged to hegdish, you're potter. At least we're not talking about that. Then also, nechosim shehein shel bnei bris. The halacha when you have to pay for the damage, if you did damage the property belonged to bnei bris to Yisrael, lafuke nochri. If we do damage to a guy, we don't have to pay him for it. We'll see exactly when. Then, nechosim ham yuchodim. Also, it has to be nechosim that belongs to somebody. Rashi says sheishlam bailim lafuke the hefker, not hefker shim hiskoi shim ezakti nechosim the hefker potter. If I do damage to property belonging to hegdish, to the hefker I'm potter. So Gemara will explain the churup sheet to who you're going to pay then. But I call upon him, it says, the chosim ham yuchodim means they have to be specially owned by an owner. Over chol makam, wherever you do damage, you have to pay for it. Chutz mirshus ham yuchedes lamazik. Excluding in your own house, in the mazik's house, like if somebody else's shor comes into my rishus, and my shor does damage to him, in my rishus, and rishus hamazik, then I'm potter. Because I have a right to be there, and I have to say to you, who asked you, Turcha Rishusi, my boy, what is your ox doing in my Rishus? Now also, Rishus HaNizik Yamazik. The same thing will be if it's a Rishus belonging to both of them. Let's say the owner feels the Shutfis, the Nizik and the Mazik. There also, since they both have a right to be there, the Mazik has a right to be there. If it does damage, he'll be Potter. That's also the case that you're Potter. We'll see in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah ends off, Kishahizik, when you do damage, Chayiv ha-mazik l'shalom tashlum enezik. The mazik has to pay for a complete payment. The meitavoritz, paying back the meitavoritz, which is really an extra mishnah because we had it before already. So Rashi brings down the Gemara before Dashin, ho dashin le breish pirkin lasuya keren. That our mishnah now means to include the case of keren. That's what we mean to include. Kishiz v'chav ha-mazik the ratio le dashin le lav yiseru. The ratio, the first mishnah, is not extra. Only here it's extra. So here we dashin, the mishnah means even keren. The first Mishnah is not talking about Karen, because the first Mishnah talks about when you chayav to pay a Nezik Shalom. Here it talks about even a Karen, even though Karen Tam is only Chatzi Nezik. Tan Rabbon, look like this in the Braisa. The Mishnah says, Kol Shechavti Bishmirosai Hechshavti Es Nizkoi. Anytime you have a chayav to watch it, if you do not watch it and it does damage, you're chayav. Ketzad, what's the case? Like this. Shor Ubor Shemosron Lechera Shaitav Akotin. If you gave over your ox, whereas you had a bor, a ditch, and you gave it over to a cherish, a shait of a cotton, to watch it like the hezeka, and then it does damage, chayiv l'shalem, you have to pay for it. Ma'ashen kein veish, the same halacha does not apply by fire. We'll soon see why not. So Gemara says, b'may yaskinu, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, bishor kosher, that you gave him over an ox that was tied up, so it's pretty much watched. O bor mechusa, you gave him over a ditch that was also covered up. If so, the kavos the gabesh, the same way will be by fire. Kachelis that you only gave over to the cheres shreitz of a cotton deaf or dumb or the cotton kid, you gave him over kachelis means a coal that doesn't have red hot fire. It's like going out. If so, my shnohocha, what should be the difference? Why do you say by shorim by boros you only was chayiv and by esh is potter? Like what should be the difference? If you hold by esh is potter. Because you gave him over, shall have this means that it's a dying out coal, so the same thing, if you gave him over a tied up ox or a covered boar, you should also be potter. What should be the difference? El or Rav Gemara says, Bishor Mutter. So he gave him over a shore that was not tied up, it was untied. Or Bor Magula, you gave over a cherishait of a cut in a ditch that was uncovered. Magula is so the Kavosla Gabiesh, the same thing we give him over fire to watch. Shall have this. You give him over mamish a red hot fire, a real fire. So, how does the Braisa say? Ma shein kein beish to potter, that if you give over fire to a cherishet of a cotton, you're potter. Why? V'amar Rashlaka said, Mishmei de Chizkiya, the name of Chizkiya, Loishonu, when do we learn that you're potter? Ela shemosa loy gacheles. Only if you give over a dying out coal to a cherishet of a cotton. V'liba, and he blows it up and it does damage, then you're potter, the owner is potter. Avol shall have us, but if you give over to a cherishet of a cotton, it shall have us. A big fire, a burning coal, then chayiv, then the owner is chayiv. So what's the pshat? In my time, what's the reason? Tehabari hazeka. Like bari hazeka means mezuman, it's going to happen. If you give him over red hot coal, for sure he's going to do damage with it. So it's like you did the damage. So if so, what's the brisa talking about that says that for sure and bor your potter, but for sure and bor yechayiv, but face your potter. What's the case? So it says like this: Le'elam rila tayyeh b'shor kosher bor mechusa. We're talking about he gave over to the chevesh of a cotton, a shore that was tied up and a covered up pit. And the kavosta gavesh, the same case, we gave him over fire, it was gachelis, or like dying out coal, it's not red hot. Il the karma, then you had a question. My shnocho, like here we can understand why by Eshia Potter. Because she didn't really give him over a red hot fire. The cotton had to go and blow it up to make it into fire. It's not aiming to happen. So that's why you potter. So the same svara should apply by bor and by shore. Should also be potter, since you gave him over a tied up ox, or a covered up bor. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, that shor dakin l'tuke, or shor by itself, it's aiming for it to move around and break loose. So therefore, if you give it over to a cherishet of a cotton, come out like by itself, it'll untie and do damage. So for sure, you should know it's going to do damage, that's why you chayiv. And bor the same thing by a pit, a ditch, dakin l'ture. It's a derech for it, rashi l'npoil. It's a derech for it for the cover to cave in, to fall in. So therefore, when you give it over to the cherishet of the cotton, he does no watching at all, therefore you're chayiv. But kachelis are dying out coal, kama the shavik lo miyami yami, viyozlo. If you leave it alone, they're just going to die out. So therefore, your action is nothing. Here it's only because the cotton himself has to do something positive to make it into a matzah, to blow it up, which is not process, not 100%, the cotton will do it, therefore you put it. Verse says now, viyozlo. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Yomah that says no, afilu mosla shlevis nami potter, he says even if you give over fire, real fire to a cherishet of a cotton, also your potter, at least be deyodon. So the kavos, the Yochel, the same way here, it has to be by shore and by bor, bishor mutar, ubor magula, that you gave him over a shore that was untied, and you gave him over a ditch that was uncovered. And so what's the svara? My shnocha, how come by bor and shore you say yechayiv? So why by Yesha Yipata? You gave over a real fight or cherish of a cotton, it should also be considered like you did the damage. So Mara says, no. Hosom tzavso the cherish kagorim. By the fire, it's still the tzavso, the grabbing of it, of the cherish that's causing the fire. Rashi says, tzavso mean, achizoso shacherish gomo hever. Shu notlo v'yolicho legodish. That is the cherish of a cotton that's taking this red hot coal and putting it down in some field. So it's sitting like he's the one that's doing the damage. It's the cherishet of a cotton that's doing the damage. But over here by the shore and the bor, it's not the cherishet of the cotton that's doing it. It's the shore itself. You gave over a shore that's not tied up, pshitis will go out and do damage. You gave him over a bor that's not covered up, pshitis going to do damage. It's like here, forget about the cherish. That's why you chayiv. Mashenkin by the fire, it's the actions of the cherish shent of a cotton, that's why you put it. Turn around, but it looked like this. That choyme v'shomi b'bor. Shor has some milus, is more chomer, more strict than a bor. But the opposite way also. Choyme b'bor mi b'shor. Bor has more restrictions, chomeres, over shore. What does that mean? Choyme v'shomi b'bor. Shor is more chomer than bor. Sha'ashor m'shalom as a koifer. If a shor kills a man, the owner, the shor has to pay that koifer. Mashenke the bor is potter. By bor vidashin shor v'lo yodam. That if a man falls into a bor, you're potter. So you don't have to pay no kaifa. V'chayim v'shloishim shalevid. If your shor kills a nevid, kanani, you have to pay the owner 30 shkolim, kanas. By your bor, though, you're potter. Nik madinoi. Once we pass ganois that this shor kills somebody, osav anor, it's also to have anor from the shor. Vidashin bala shor noki, that the shor becomes osav anor. It's also a derech for sure to go move and do damage. Ma'ashen came b'bor, but by bor we don't have this svara. By bor stay still and spotter by yodam, so it doesn't have the chumras ashore. Now, choyme b'bor mevishor, in certain cases, bor is more chumra than shore. Shehabor tchilas asiyos lenezik. Chumra means it's more of a svara to say that it's chayiv to pay. Why? Because when you first made a ditch, b'shus rabin, it was made to do damage. That's what a bor is. That's called tchilas asiyosa, the beginning of making of it, was lenezit, to do damage. O mu'ed mitchilosai. It's also a mu'ed right away, yichayiv nezik sholem. Ma'ashen came b'shor, by shor it's not a mu'ed right away. Rashi's ma'ashen, here. Yeah. At least by Keren, and not all the times, is a Shorah Muad right away. Mashenkein Beshorah, there's a Keren that's only Chatinah.